gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for November the 9th, 2009. And order in the court. And we will begin our meeting by an invocation led by Commissioner Alfred in the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. Will you stand?
And if you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you asking that you give your divine wisdom to each and every one of the members of this court. We ask that not only to this court, but to each and every elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you keep this county and hold it in your arms to make sure that we're moving in the right direction, decisions that we make. Lord, we ask that you bless the families of loved ones who are away fighting wars for this country. Not only that, Lord, we ask that you bless the families for the tragedy that occurred to our military personnel. Lord, these blessings we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Take up the items under purchasing. Item A, we received no bids. Item B, receive and file bids for IFB sale of arena deck ice cover at Ford Park. Item C, approve specs for IFB for term contract for cafe services for Jefferson County. Item D, approve specifications for IFB for hangar number 7, apron phase 1 for the Southeast Texas Regional Airport. Item E has been tabled. Item F has been tabled. Item G has been tabled. Item H has been tabled. Item I, consider and possibly approve change order number 1 to job order contract with Jamel Smith Construction for the media room renovation at Ford Park to change carpet from glue down to interface stroud color, whatever. This change in the contract or brings the contract total from $15,227 to $16,517. Item J, receive and file change order number 1 regarding that carpet. Item K, consider and possibly approve a contract for IFB with weatherproofing for the restoration of the Jefferson County Sub Courthouse with Mid Continental Restoration Company, Inc. The award was approved by this court on October the 12th, 2009. Then item L is to execute, receive, and file that matter regarding weatherproofing. Item M, consider and possibly approve a renewal contract for IFB, term contract for catalog pricing for janitorial supplies for Jefferson County with Ecolab, Hygiene and EnviroClean and Sanitary Supply for a period from November the 9th, 2009 till November the 8th, 2010. Then item N is to execute, receive, and file the renewal of these contracts. Item O, execute, receive, and file renewal contract with janitorial supply. And is that item N? O. Then item P is to execute, receive, and file renewal of the contract for catalog pricing for janitorial supplies for the same period of time. Is there a motion on these items? We have a motion by Commissioner Senegal. Second by Commissioner Domain. Discussion?
I got a couple of questions, Judge. On those tables, is there a specific reason we're tabling? One. Two, on this media room, how big is that media room at Ford Park? I'm gonna tell you why I'm asking this question, because what I'm beginning to get a little fed up with is a constant change orders. Jose, when we are out there with those, we're gonna have to get a little better tab on this. We change ordering too much.
Sir, that was not part of the original scope of work. That's why it's a change. It's not something that was just wrong, but it is a change.
We're getting a lot of change orders, and that's been my concern, is where I'm going with it. The other thing that's a question is K. The way it reads, we approved it on the 12th. Okay, we awarded. Okay. And on the tabling, I guess, Jose?
Yes, sir. Items E and F, they were tabled because we wanted to confirm some pricing issues. We want to make sure that the county gets the best bang for the buck, and so we tabled it pending corrections to the pricing that was submitted. Items G and H, there was a critical element left out of that proposal, which we discovered in the process, and so we feel it's better to just go ahead and do it all at once rather than change order it later.
I'm glad I asked that. That's all, Judge.
Okay, anything else? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It is unanimous. County Commissioners, the burn ban been requested, tabled. Burn ban is not in effect. Item B, consider and possibly authorize a county judge to execute, receive, and file letters of agreement for the September 1, 2009, August 31, 2010, Setcast Lamar University Video Production Program. Item C, receive and file executed consulted agreement between Jefferson County and David Waxman, Inc. for Hurricane Rita Round 2 funding work. The work was previously approved by the Commissioner's Court. Item D, consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Commission Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendations. Item E, consider and possibly authorize a proclamation designating November 2009 as Home Care and Hospice Month in Jefferson County. Item F, receive and file orders levying taxes for Port of Sabine, Sabine Neches Navigation District, Port of Beaumont, and the Port of Port Arthur. Is there a motion on these items? Motion, Commissioner Arnold. Second by Commissioner Domain. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Is anyone here representing Home Care and Hospice? Okay. County Auditor, Item A, consider and approve issuance of home buyout check. Check will not be released to the title company until the federal funding is received. That's check number 332127 for $13,309.36. Item B, payment of regular county bills Check number 331862 through check number 332126. Is there a motion on those?
So moved.
Have a motion, Commissioner Alfred. Second, Commissioner Sinegal. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous.
Patrick, let me ask you a question, Patrick. We know how much we got told to date on those buyouts. I'd like to keep the public informed on that.
We'll get you an update, but I know it's around the $8 million range.
Around the $8
million? Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Engineering. Item A, consider and possibly approve authorizing the county judge to sign the Stormwater Management Program Annual Report for permit year 2. This report certifies that the conditions of the Stormwater Management Program for Jefferson County have been met. Is there a motion on that?
I move.
Motion, Commissioner Sinegal. Second, Commissioner Arnold. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Management Information System. Item A, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a statement of work for upgrade and conversion of the VisaFlow record management software to NetDMS. This work has been budgeted out of record management fees. Is there a motion on that?
So move.
Have a motion, Commissioner Domain, second by Commissioner Sinegal. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. And in 5 minutes, we'll move on.
Got an addendum, Judge?
Yes, but we can't consider it till 150.
Oh, okay.
Judge, if I may, I'd like to comment, please, on the closing of the Humble Camp Road Bridge, and really in way of a compliment. When State Representative Alan Ritter found out about the closure, he immediately volunteered to come to our aid and work hand-in-hand with us. Of course, Don Rayo and our engineering department, our county engineer, were doing everything they could to clarify the issues. Sean Davis with regional planning joined in, and with Representative Alan Ritter and Sean Davis assisting, and then, of course, Don Rayo's expertise. I think we've made significant movement. We're getting communications back. I think we may get a partial approval of funding on round one Hurricane Ike funding from the TDRA, and I just wanted to compliment Sean Davis, Alan Ritter, and Don, thank you for your efforts. It looks like we may be able to expedite the reconstruction of those bridges and get through some of the environmental issues that are slowing the process down. So my compliments to the team of people that came together and trying to expedite those projects.
Okay. Can you sing, Commissioner Sinegal? Okay, get after it.
No, that's
not. You want to be paid?
Judge, I'd like to go ahead and address the issue of the potential closing. For those present, we're going to probably put it on the agenda for next week to not have commissioner's court on Monday. Find my sheet here. I think it's December the 23rd, the week of Christmas. And then also let me get my sheet. Where's it?
Right here.
Let me go from there. Pardon me. First off, I'd like to consider canceling Commissioner's Court meeting for Monday, November the 23rd, which is the week of Thanksgiving. That Thursday and Friday are already scheduled as holidays for the employees. We would just not have Commissioner's Court on that Monday the 23rd. And then secondly, the week of Christmas, being it's on December the 25th and a Friday, canceling Commissioners' Court for that Monday on December the 21st. And if there's any department heads or elected officials that feel like this will be an inconvenience of conducting county business, please let us know as soon as possible so we can change that recommendation. And it'll probably be on Commissioners' Court agenda for next Monday.
Okay. Any questions about that or any additional thoughts or suggestions?
Judge, if I may, since we're pretty much past the drought season and the burn ban's no longer a pressing matter, could we cease and desist on the posting of the burn ban order every Monday?
I disagree, but whatever y'all want to do. Well, it's just, if something happens, which is not, you either have to call an emergency meeting to consider it or not, but we'll do whatever y'all want to do. So what do you want to do?
Personally, I'd like to cease and desist until we get back into a drought situation.
Okay, cease and desist, everybody?
Fine.
Okay, I still disagree, but no, I agree to that.
Yeah, Jesse, Ms. Hughes. And
don't put it back on there. Sir?
I see Ms. Hughes in the audience. I'd like to ask her on behalf of information. Is the veterans, Kathy, is the veterans memorial going to be unveiled Wednesday?
Yes, 11 o'clock.
Okay.
The
11. Good, looking forward to that.
And then I think there's also a veterans celebration at Veterans Memorial Park.
Yes, sir.
Afternoon.
There's a it's a Oak Bluff Cemetery that morning, and at Veterans Park there will be a band playing starting at 2:30, and then the ceremony at 3 o'clock.
We'd like to wish all of our veterans and their families and friends and loved ones special recognition on Wednesday for their endeavors and hard work and participation in the military, protecting our great country.
Yeah.
Judge, I can bring something to the, and it's just for discussion. We probably need to do a workshop in the near future with dealing with the University of Texas Medical Branch contract. Your assistant, Jeff Brannick, has that. It came with the recommendations, written with the 60,000 cap, and to a great degree, all fees raised. I cannot bring it to the court and recommend it that we would go into that. We have visited with them on several occasions. Their stand steadfast with their proposal. The concern is it is a budget, potential budget buster for the county, and we will stay on top of Jeff Brinker and the upper limit side of developing that network. They are having some success. But we will have to press them a little more But at the present time, our clients here in Jefferson County from the indigent side are being taken care of, and we are having some success with physicians seeing them here. Those things are, I will be asking Jeff to put on so we can have a brief discussion on it. But as I stated, and Jeff, if you want to come to the mic and add anything to this, you can. That contract right now is not conducive for the citizens of Jefferson County, of us being good stewards of the dollars, because it could potentially bust the budget.
When would you like to do that workshop, Commissioner?
Jeff?
Call out Jeff Brinker, asking questions, update, what success they're having contracting the CPA program directly with the physician. That was last. I still don't have a response. I'll check back with him. I think you covered it. Not something palatable, but added. Obvious eating of it. Not it. I guess we'd be eating.
Yeah.
Hey. We have 1 minute. Is it time? Okay, is that Verizon time? Okay. Okay, by way of addendum, from Human Resources, item A, considering possibly approved granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days to Lynette Broussard, a sheriff's office employee.
I move for approval.
All right. Second.
Mr. Domain moves for approval. Commissioner Alford seconds. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. And ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the court for today. We got it.